one of the deepest and blackest truths about life. Most people, functionally, are so addicted to self-righteousness, they would rather die than admit fault. Most people are so addicted to being, quote, right, they would rather die than admit fault. I've known women who've given up a good relationship, who've given up actual love, rather than admit they could be wrong, even about minor things. Weird anxiety when you'd start sliding into somebody's crazy pit. You ever had that experience where you start debating or arguing with someone and you just hit one of these landmine speed bumps, or you start sinking into this quicksand of crazy, and they are having some sort of existential panic about the topic but won't admit it, and that you can see them just digging in, and they will do anything, and they will fight to the death to maintain their position. Yeah, you're in danger. If somebody doesn't have a standard, like what's the standard higher than your own will? What's the standard higher than your ego? What's the standard higher than your own godforsaken monkey pride? Oh, I can't be wrong. Oh, I am the standard of reality. Oh, I can't be incorrect. Are you just in a will to power, or are you in a truth-based relationship? Because somebody who can't admit they were wrong will erase you from their mind and their heart like that. Really chilling. We've all experienced it at one time or another. Somebody who can't admit, let's go a little bit with the trend here. A woman who can't admit that she's wrong will erase you from her heart and mind like you would not believe. You are utterly disposable because she's in the grip of a kind of demon. And humility is the greatest enemy of demonology.